healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What Healthy Alternatives is about is the notion of our really wanting to reach optimum levels of health and wellness. We want to feel better, live longer, enjoy life the most. And that's what we look to provide you with our shows. Now, every week I like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can have an impact on you, and then a little later in the show I talk about a healthy breakthrough. What I want to do is combine the two. First, I'm going to talk about the issue area, and then a little bit later I'll talk about the same thing as a breakthrough. So the issue area is related to Medicaid. What Medicaid is the government state-sponsored program for people who have low incomes, severely disabled folks, and it covers now about 60 million Americans. Starting in 2014 with the change in health care laws, about another 30 million uninsured people will gain coverage under Medicaid. And it pays doctors far less than Medicare and private insurance. Some experts have even questioned whether Medicaid coverage will translate into medical care that people need. And the notion actually is, from some pundits, is that a Medicaid card is no better than being uninsured. It might even be worse. With the cutbacks that are going on at state levels, they're also cutting their amounts of money that they're giving to support people who are in the Medicaid system. So that's the, in effect, the issue area. You've got people who are low income, people who are severely disabled, losing out health care. And so we're going to come back later and talk about the flip side of this from a research study that was just published about it. Today I'm going to be talking to Eliza Madadelin. She is a modern-day mystic, self-realized spiritual guide, and internationally acclaimed master healer. She's author of the 7-time award-winning book, In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness, and Deepak Chopra has said it's a simple and elegant map of the path of enlightenment. We're going to be talking to her about that. We're going to also talk to her about a technique that she's developed for self-healing. Stay with us for that. If you want to know more about me, you can click on the globe on this page, or you can go to teplitz.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I do a monthly e-newsletter that's free. You can get it at teplitz.com, teplitz.com. You'll see on the home page it says home. You'll get a drop-down menu, and there you can go into free e-newsletter. So now I'd like to talk to you about how some research is showing that Medicaid is actually a healthy breakthrough. It's a discovery, latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. So it turns out signing up for Medicaid can improve your overall health and your financial security. This was a study led by economists at Harvard and MIT released by the National Bureau of Economic Research. What the study found is, and what they did in the study, they had 10,000 people who lived in the state of Oregon. They won a state-sponsored lottery to get Medicaid in 2008. They compared them with a group of 10,000 who applied for this state-sponsored lottery but were not picked, and they wound up remaining uninsured. So there was a real random selection that went on here. What the study found is that people with Medicaid were 70% more likely to have a regular medical office or clinic that they could go to for their basic care. And 55% of them were more likely to have a personal doctor that they can go to. The Medicaid enrollees are also more likely to get preventative care, such as mammograms and cholesterol screening. While they use the emergency room about the same, the people with Medicaid were significantly more likely to use inpatient and outpatient services, prescription drugs, and in effect, they were really taking care of themselves. What they found is that they perceived their health as being good to excellent compared especially to those who were uninsured. They wound up decreasing the likelihood that they'd have to borrow money or skip paying other bills because of medical expenses. So in effect, people with Medicaid on every stat that they were measuring, and there were seven of them, were significantly better than the people who are uninsured. So we actually have a way of helping people out there, and that is looking at refunding the Medicaid system. And it becomes important to do that because when you're leaving people at the mercy of just having to go to emergency rooms, that their health is going to suffer, their finances are going to suffer, and you're looking at real problems developing even further than what we have now. So that's our healthy breakthrough for this week, something that could be viewed as in effect, an issue area that the research is showing now. You can really classify it as a breakthrough. So before I bring on my guest, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
My guest today is Eliza Mada Dalian. She's a modern-day mystic, a self-realized spiritual guide, and an internationally acclaimed master healer. She's affectionately known by Mada, and she is the seven-time award-winning author of the book In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness. This book has been endorsed by Deepak Chopra, and Mada is also the creator of a powerful No, Yes, Active Meditation and Transcending the Fear of Death, an Unknown Guided Meditation. And she's also the founder of a revolutionary healing method called the Dian Method, which we're going to talk about in a little bit because it looks at the root causes of physical and emotional pain and allows you to permanently erase them from the body's cellular memory. So, Mada, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Hi, Jerry. I'm very excited to talk to you today.
Now, in your book, Mada, In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness, it's actually received seven book awards, and Deepak Chopra has described it as offering a simple and elegant map of the path of enlightenment. So first of all, what inspired you to write the book?
I think it was almost like a must to write the book, because whenever we have certain experience, our life experience, in a sense, forces us to share what we've learned. And the path to awakening is an arduous path. So I wanted to create a map for others to be able to follow so that they don't have to go through all the difficulties that I went through when I was trying to find my way.
So what you're doing, Mada, is you're taking what was a long route for you and turning it into a shortcut for folks to be able to do. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. I wanted to create some kind of a map that would save people a lot of time and a lot of heartache, because as we know, the journey, the spiritual journey, is not an easy one. And the more we know, the more we have signposts on the road, it's easier for us to navigate. So this book is basically gives all the signposts. So for someone who is interested in finding themselves, it will be very easy to navigate through it.
Now, what were some of the difficulties that you did face for yourself that made it the longer route?
Well, the difficulties come from the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the mind that desires something, that gets attached to things, expects an outcome. And also the part of the mind that does not comprehend that actually the ego and the mind are so closely interconnected that it's very easy to get caught. And when we have the desire for awakening or enlightenment, we desire it still through the mind. And of course, the mind is the problem. And in order to understand that, we don't need to actually repress it, and we don't need to repress our ego. And also what I discovered is you cannot really wake up with a wounded ego. So we need to heal that part of the ego first before we can let it go.
Now, in the book, you talk about healing into consciousness. What do you mean by that?
That's exactly what I mean. Healing into consciousness means those are the steps that we need to take along the way to start healing our the parts of our ego that we think are wounded. For example, when we're developed in the stage of development, and in the book I very clearly indicate that ego and consciousness develop together simultaneously. And if we deny one part, we're going to deny the other part. So, for example, if we feel that somebody else has wounded us or somebody else is the problem for our pain and suffering, that's coming from the state of what I call a wounded ego, which means that it's the part of you that is actually not aware that you have the power, that you are creating your life. And this is the part that needs to heal and to become conscious that, wait a minute, I'm actually not powerless. I'm not a victim. I can take care of myself. I don't depend on anything external. So we need to come to that healthy, positive state before we can say, okay, now I can see this is a part of my mind and my ego and my attachment. And I can see that there's something bigger than me. And I can take that step to face that bigger universe around me and maybe let go of the fears that are keeping me small and keeping me confined in my little shell.
Kind of like an alarm clock for the consciousness to wake us up to what's really going on out there for ourselves.
Well, it isn't like an alarm clock. And I actually have a metaphor with the balloon. So the more, you know, if the balloon has many holes, you can't really fill the balloon to the point where it can burst. And we need to close all the holes that make us think that we are victims, that we don't have the power, that we need to compromise our inner truth. And once we start filling those holes, simultaneously we start becoming more conscious. And once the holes are filled, then the air within the balloon, it's like more of that consciousness. And it's interesting because breath is very much connected with consciousness. So ultimately we come to a place where the shell we can see that there's actually no separation between the shell and the world around us or the whole universe. And then it's easier for the shell to burst and dissolve into the oneness.
Now, you are a master healer, Mada, and you've actually created what you call a light speed healing technique, and it's called the Dialin Method. Can you tell us a few things about it, since the show is Healthy Alternatives, how this comes into play and how it differs from other methods that are out there?
One way that it differs, in a way that all the methods, the way I see it and my experience has been with them, prepare the person. And I've listened to your shows, Jerry, and I really appreciate the work you're doing because you're giving a lot of information to people that they need in those first initial steps of actually recognizing that they can do, and they need to do some of the work, and they start with the physical, and they start with observation and work with understanding their emotions. So what my work does is I have a skill, which is to be able to read thought forms in the body. And what I've realized is that those thought forms, suppressed thought forms, are not just in the mind alone. We suppress emotions, we suppress our thoughts, and they're all over the body. And there's many contradictory thought forms and emotions suppressed there. So because of those suppressions, and we all know already that the psychosomatic state creates our physical state. In other words, if we have illness or pain, our psychological emotional state affects it. And you talk about it in your shows as well. So what I do with my method, what I discovered is I basically help people to detoxify their body from those repressed thought forms and emotions. And once that happens, the energy starts to move. And simultaneously, consciousness starts to come in as well. So those aha moments happen when the clouds start dispersing, the clouds that are those beliefs and conditionings. Once they start dropping away, suddenly the person starts seeing their inner sky and their inner light. And with that, a transformation from unconsciousness into consciousness happens.
So are they doing this as a visualization type of process, a meditation, or a physical type of process?
It's very practical and very physical. So what I do is I look at the thought forms. First of all, I work with the entire body, and I work with the frontal lobe and the occipital lobe and the left and the right brain. So everything from the head to toe. And I look at the whole generally in the energy and in the body, what kind of thought forms are there.
And can you hold on a second and describe to our listeners what you mean by looking at, because they may not be aware of what you mean by that.
Well, I just, when I look into somebody's energy, I look through my third eye. In other words, I just have the ability to hear thought forms.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and I hear them in the person's unconscious. And then I can also see and hear the layers, because the unconscious also has many layers. And I look through the layers until I get to the root cause, to where the belief originated, because that's the belief. It's like a computer that has a program, and our body is a computer. And that program runs the energy, runs how the person's going to feel. So I get to that initial imprint and help them release it by simply through breath and a system of breath and expression. So the expression and breath happens through the whole body. And I go through different parts of the body at different times, and then I go back and forth so that the whole body is decluttered from those contradictory thought forms. And the miracle is that once those are released and consciousness comes in, once the person becomes aware that, oh, this belief is just an illusion, actually, it's not true, then there's the energy completely frees itself. And it happens very quickly. So you don't need to work on the same issue over and over and over again.
So before we continue, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll be back with my guest, Eliza Madat Dylan, in just a moment.
Improve your golf game today. It's absolutely possible using the DVD Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf, from stress management coach Dr. Jerry Teplitz. Par and Beyond is a revolutionary new concept that yields immediate results. You'll experience the difference the very next time you play. Even the golf pros love this method. Randy Taylor hadn't placed in a tournament for 8 years, but just 1 week after taking this seminar, he came in second. It's not just in your swing, it's in your head. That's why T&I Golf Magazine calls Dr. Teplitz a headmaster. Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf, is available on DVD. You can get it by clicking on the Par and Beyond cover on the webtalkradio.net screen in front of you. You'll learn new, powerful techniques that will instantly improve your game, Whether you're a pro or a duffer, this is your new secret to success on the course. It's a totally different approach, and it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And don't tell your golf buddies. You're about to become a winner.
So my guest today is Eliza Madalyn, and she is a modern-day mystic, self-realized spiritual guide, internationally acclaimed master healer. She goes by Mada, and she's a seven-time award-winning author of In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness. And this book has been endorsed by Deepak Chopra, who calls it a simple and elegant map of the path of enlightenment. And we're talking to her today at the moment about her method, the Dialin method, which gets really to the root cause of physical and emotional pain and illness and erases them from the body's cellular memory. So, Mada, can you give us some examples of some of the illnesses that you worked with and what happened to the folks you were working with?
I could say that I've worked with pretty much most illnesses. For example, fibromyalgia, asthma, diabetes, depression, post-surgery situations where actually, interestingly, after the surgery, people would get worse. And working through their body and releasing those beliefs, as I was explaining earlier, miraculously heals the body and everything becomes almost goes back to normal and the pain miraculously disappears. I've worked with cancer patients. I've worked with just regular folks who are just interested in working deeper, going deeper into their unconscious and transforming the areas of their personality that they feel stuck in.
So, Mada, let me ask you a question then. If somebody comes to you, there's kind of the person who says, I have a belief that this is going to work. And then you've got the person who comes who says, my wife told me to go and I don't believe it. Do you find a difference in your ability to work with the folks depending on the attitude that they're bringing in?
The attitude is very important because I primarily like to work with people who are actually open and already have done a lot of work so that they have a certain understanding. However, it happens occasionally when, like you said, the wife comes to see me and she says, I want my husband to see you, and he comes. And even with the disbelief...
And he's a bah humbug person.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, completely in the logical and okay, well, let's see what this is all about. And the interesting thing is it even works on them because the moment they come closer to those repressions that they know they've repressed and they start feeling emotional and those tears come very spontaneously without them thinking that, you know, is this going to work or not? Suddenly there's a transformation. So in a sense, it works. This method works even with disbelievers. That's why I'm so excited about. I have been working on creating the self-healing version of this, and which will be released pretty shortly with the two CDs, and a book. And I'm also very excited about it for one reason: that people can take their healing into their own hands. Because it's a very simple method that can help them go through the process as I would work one-on-one and help them identify those repressions themselves. And I am also excited because I'd like to actually train other therapists to help people to work with this self-healing method as well, because I feel that this is the missing gap. We're not quite sure sometimes what is the root cause that is keeping us stuck or keeping our muscles in spasms and stress. So this helps to see the puzzle pieces that suddenly they start fitting together. And that's why people need to have some kind of awareness already about their body, about their emotions, about their thoughts. And once that's there, then they can easily work through this method.
Now, you're talking, earlier we talked about you being able to, in effect, read the thoughts of the body. And so in your book and CDs set, are you teaching people how they can do that for themselves?
Yes.
So give me an example of how you would be conveying that to somebody. What are they doing to start seeing that happening for themselves?
Well, first of all, people already know, they're aware that there's certain issues or certain blocks or pain that they have in their body. So
okay.
What I ask them to do, first of all, before they can actually work with the CD, I ask them to prepare through, in the book, I have a preparation steps. So the preparation steps will entail to for them to identify everything that they've been, they need to work with, they want to work with, and then work with the entire body and identify those areas in the body, and then go into each area and identify the thought forms in each area. And once they've prepared all that, then they can work with the CD, which will guide them how to actually work with those thought forms that they've identified, and move them through the entire body, working with breath and expression, and releasing what spontaneously starts coming. So this is a very much spontaneous kind of healing process.
Great. Now, there's a part we haven't covered yet that you do, and that is you have recently released what you call an active meditation CD, and it's called, and this is a unique title, No Yes Active Meditation. And can you tell our listeners about this and what it does and how you view it as powerful?
This meditation is indeed very powerful because it helps in a very short time release a lot of negativity. So it's practical. It has nothing to do with visualization or thinking. So it works with expression again, once again. And the first 30 minutes, there is you completely become, you allow yourself to express anything negative that that you felt with just using the word no. So there's many repressions. Many times we want to say yes to things and or no to things, and we say yes to them. And these emotions and these feelings keep accumulating, and they create like a baggage, like a big dark cloud within our energy and our body. So it allows through just the simple saying no. And I have to say that with the first phase, there's a music that goes with it, and I worked on the music with the musician for quite some time. The music itself is very powerful because it evokes those areas in the body that the suppressions are. So, and it took me quite a while to work with the musician because I wanted to make sure that this music is really doing the work, even if you don't feel like opening up and saying no, the music will help you.
There was a study that was actually published recently, which goes into the notion of kind of saying no in a way. It was a study where they found that women who, when they get angry, if they respond to that anger immediately and don't hold on to it, they actually wind up releasing it more effectively, and it doesn't have long-term consequences for them. And so what you're saying is when you have a thought come up, you're saying no to that thought and, in effect, discharging it. Am I getting that right?
Yes and no. Basically, what you're doing with this meditation is you're simply saying no. And then things start coming up from the unconscious. You're not even thinking. You're simply saying no. And the music actually helps to open up what's been repressed in the unconscious. Just by simply saying no. There's no need to think about what you're saying no to, but suddenly all these emotions start coming up as well. And the study is very right about, actually, women are very emotional, so they express their emotions very easily. However, even women repress what they really want to say. But with this meditation, it's almost like there's many layers get released very quickly all at the same time. And then the next phase, you go to the next phase, which is a silent phase. This is the time where you can actually feel that inner peace and inner stillness and realize that some of those things that you've been accumulating really are like clouds and they could be let go of. And this prepares the ground for the authentic yes to start arising from within. And the last phase would be saying yes, and there's music that you can dance with, and it helps the person to open up and really see the world in a more colorful way versus in a gloomy and depressing way.
So that's where the active meditation part comes, because you actually can get up and dance.
That's right. And even in the nose phase, you can actually move your body, you can punch in the air, you can use a pillow, you can scream in your pillow, or you can scream if you can scream inside your space. So it is also active. So you are using the body as well with the first phase as well.
Do you have to let your neighbors know not to call 911 if they hear screaming?
you might want to do that if you're very close to your neighbors, or use a pillow. But even if you do it in a in a kind of a moderate way, it will still do wonders.
Great. Now, you have a special offer on right now for our listeners. Can you tell us what it is?
Yes. The offer is with the purchase of the book In Search of the Miraculous Healing into Consciousness and the Know Yes Active Meditation CD, people would receive a free teleclass with me where they can ask questions and I can actually look inside their energy and give them specific guidance to what they would need to do for themselves, because I find that everybody is so unique and everybody really needs a very specific guidance to what is relevant for them.
And where can they go to sign up for that, Mada?
They can go to healingintoconsciousness.com.
Great. And also, so that's healingintoconsciousness.com for the free personal mentoring teleclass with Mada if you purchase her book In Search of the Miraculous, and also the Know Yes Active Meditation CD. And you can also see Mada's calendar of events and learn more about her by going to her website, Mada Dalian, and it's spelled MadaDalian.com, and you can learn more about her there. And Mada, you also have something that you call, I think it's a power shake. Can you just very quickly, because we're almost out of time, explain what that is and where people can go for that?
Yes, for those who would like to receive it just by subscribing to my newsletter, they will receive a power shake recipe, which I've been using personally for many years. And all the people that I work with in my intensives, they use it, and it's a very it's a shake that has many powerful ingredients, and you can use it for the morning time before your breakfast or to substitute as a breakfast, and that would help to boost your energy throughout the day.
And that they can find on healingintoconsciousness.com, correct?
Yes.
Terrific. Mada, thank you for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you very much for having me, Jerry.
My guest next week is Brian Post. He is an internationally recognized psychotherapist, lecturer, and best-selling author of more than 25 books, DVDs, and audio programs on how to work with children that have severe behavior issues. His primary focus for the last 15 years has been geared to educating others about the challenges facing adopted and foster children, and how what he has developed, a new love-based understanding that can actually transform the most challenging parent-child relationship. So this is, if you've got kids, you've got grandkids, if you want to look at how you can create a different relationship with them, you're not going to want to miss this show. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.